الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مريضيز المدني شانل. There are many blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous, the most kind, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, when the day of Thursday comes, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have papers made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite salat upon me in abundance on the day of Thursday and the night of Friday. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, over the previous episodes of this silsila, we learnt various sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in relation to eating. And we learnt how we can change this simple act that we have been doing since childhood into a way of worship of Allah azza wa jal. In today's episode, we're going to review some of the things that we've covered in the previous episodes and learn some more sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, you remember that we started with intentions and how if your intention is simply to gratify your desires or to enjoy the food, then you will gain no rewards for it. But if you eat with the right intentions, for example, the intention of gaining strength to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, of the many intentions that the power I will gain, I will use to pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, I will read the Quran, I will help the needy, I will respect and help my parents, I will serve my parents, then all these will increase the reward that you get. And one of the intentions that we were also reminded of was the intention to eat less than our appetite. Because this was the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a sunnah that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only ate when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hungry. To eat without hunger poses many health risks and it results in hardening of the heart. Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Talib Makki rahmatullah alayhi has stated, according to a narration, eating on a full stomach causes diseases. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, using a dining mat, we learnt how we should sit on the floor, because it was the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sit on the floor. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't sit at a table and eat. One of the things that we should be aware of today is that a lot of the dining mats have writing on them. And the scholars of Deen, the Ulama Ikram, have forbidden you to sit on a dining mat which contains language, which contains alphabet, no matter if it's Urdu or English. This should be avoided. The dining mat should be plain. Before we sit down, alhamdulillah, we learned that there were many, many blessings in washing our hands, doing the wuzu of eating before we sat down. And alhamdulillah, we learned that washing both hands up to and including the wrists 3 times and rinsing the mouth was the wuzu of eating. We also learned that after you have done the wuzu of eating before you start the food, you shouldn't wipe your hands with a towel, etc. This was the beautiful way taught by the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, the scientists tell us that this is a very, very wise and good practice, because when you wipe your hands on a towel, there is bacteria on the towel, and having washed and cleaned your hands, if you wipe your hands with the towel before you start to eat, you can transfer some of the bacteria from the towel back onto the hands, and you can eat this, which can cause diseases. But alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, if we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we wash our hands, but we don't wipe them before we start to eat. We eat with the wet hands, and alhamdulillah, we are protected from many diseases. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the channel, whilst eating, everybody who sits down, alhamdulillah, we learned that there were different ways of sitting in accordance with sunnah. And a lot of brothers, they think that sitting in the cross-legged position is a good way to eat. But this isn't the sunnah way, and today, your dietitians and your doctors will tell you that it's not good for you as well. In fact, it causes the stomach to bulge. So, alhamdulillah, sitting in accordance with sunnah, with the right leg raised up, pressing against the stomach, and or both legs raised up, pressing against the stomach is sunnah, or sitting as you sit in at-tahiyyat, with both your legs under you. These are the three ways of sitting in accordance with the sunnah, and they help to protect you. And we learned, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that when you sit, for example, with your right leg lifted and it's pressing against your stomach, when you've eaten, because that part of your stomach was pressed, you might have eaten to your full extent, but when you get up, that part of your stomach is still empty, and alhamdulillah, you've been saved from overeating just by acting upon this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, there are so many blessings that we dealt with in the previous episode in relation to reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you start to eat. And one beautiful practice that our Buzurgani Deen, our scholars of Deen have given us is this, that when you eat the first morsel of food, if you recite Bismillah, then on the second one, you recite Bismillah ar-Rahman, and then on the third one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a beautiful way to start your meal. And one of the things that we should do, especially when we're at home, but whether even if we are in a gathering, we should recite Bismillah loudly. Not with the intention that you're showing other people that you've recited Bismillah, but with the firm intention that if anybody in that gathering forgets to recite Bismillah, by you reading it loudly, will remind them, and they will read it, and you will also gain reward for their reading. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, there are then different du'as you will remember that we learnt. But there was one beautiful one that we need to remember, because occasionally we will forget to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I hope it never happens to any of us. But if it does, then as soon as you remember, if you recite Bismillah awwalahu wa akhiruh, the beautiful translation of this is, I begin and end my meal with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you will remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, smiled when a sahabi read this partway through the meal. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rationale of the hadith was that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shaitan was sat with him eating, and as soon as he mentioned the name of Allah azza wa jal, the shaitan had to bring up everything he had eaten. So this is the beauty. So if you do forget, straight away, as soon as you remember, recite this, recite Bismillah, and try and recite the name of Allah on every morsel. Because this is what the scholars of Deen tell us, that when you're eating, you see, a lot of us, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we say, Ya Allah, we thank you for what you've given us. But one of the beautiful ways of actually physically thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for the food that Allah Azza wa Jal provides us, and the ability to eat, the ability to taste, the ability to swallow, the ability to digest, is to remember the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal as you're eating. And you remember we discussed that alhamdulillah, if anybody recites Ya Vajidu before eating every morsel, that food that he eats, that morsel that goes into his mouth, becomes nur, becomes a light in his stomach, and it cures illnesses. Subhanallah. With the name of Allah, there are amazing blessings. If you recite Bismillah, Ya Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before every morsel, amazing. The food that you eat is going to satisfy your desire. But while you are doing it, if you are doing it in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, between every morsel or every two morsels, you're reading Bismillah, Ya Wajidu, and after consuming it, every couple of morsels, you're saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Can you imagine the blessings you are getting? And yet, you are doing that same act that you would do anyway. You are eating and satisfying your taste buds and satisfying your stomach. My dear Islamic brothers, there is another beautiful thing that we learn from the Sunnah and the Amal of the Sahaba Ikram, and that is that it is preferable to eat in a clay container. And it is written in Radd al-Mukhtar that angels visit the home where there are clay utensils in which they are used. The other beautiful thing that we learnt is that do not place the bowl of curry or that of the sauce on bread. A lot of times when we're carrying things from the kitchen to the table or something else, we put the roti, the tray of the bread, the roti, and then we put things on top of it. The scholars of Deen said this shows disrespect to the food and the bread, so don't do this. Similarly, when you wipe things, when you wipe the knife clean using the bread, again, this is considered to be wrong and disrespectful. My dear Islamic brothers, there are many, many blessings that we can gain just whilst eating. Eating bareheaded isn't a wrong, but if you cover your head with the intention of doing amal upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will gain the reward for this. Then another thing that in this society we are used to, but it is not in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are used to eating at tables, and we often keep our shoes on, yet we are told that this is not the way of sunnah. We should remove our shoes before eating. So even if you are sitting at a table, no matter where you are, in practice of doing amal upon the beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should remove our shoes when we're eating. My dear Islamic brothers, there is another beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, and the rationale of which, essentially, the scholars of Deen write is this, that you should start your food, you start your eating with something that is salty, and finish with something that is salty. We often finish with the sweets, but it is written that if you start with something that's salty, and finish with something that's salty, it protects against 70 diseases. And what you see the learned scholars doing, and those who are aware of this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, they will start and they will eat, maybe in between they will have some sweet, but at the end, they will just take a little bit of the salty food again, and they will eat this, doing amal upon this sunnah, and gaining the great rewards. Then we also learn that we should stay away from practices which lead us to possible methods that arrogant people use. For example, leaning against a wall or leaning against your hand and eating in that way or disrespecting the food. One often sees brothers that if they're bringing hot roti, you know, chapatis or bread, and everybody is sitting down and they are serving, and they will throw it onto the plate which has the pile. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhini Channel, this is wrong. We often have this in the household as well. When the mother of our children is making something, and she's busy with making the chapatis, the roti, and she brings it to the table, it's literally flung onto the plate or the tokri holding it. And again, this is wrong. It shows disrespect. It should be put down with respect. And just imagine that our children who are sat there, on one hand we are trying to teach them how to respect food and not to disrespect this great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, but yet in front of them, if we are throwing food about, then it doesn't look good. Another practice that is not liked is to break roti with one hand. Sometimes we do that, and when the other hand is still free, that is disliked as well. And we learnt, alhamdulillah, that eating with the left hand is the work of the shaitan, and that we should eat with the right hand. And it was the beautiful way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to eat with three fingers. And those three fingers are the middle finger, the index finger, and the thumb. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would eat with three fingers. And therefore we should also try and make it a habit to eat with three fingers. We should avoid eating with five fingers, because Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has said this is the practice of the greedy people. But it has been proven from Hadith of Mubarakah that Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did at times use four fingers as well. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the Madni channel, we then learnt that our predecessors and our Islamic scholars were so careful in respecting food and making sure that nothing was wasted, that they made sure that if anything fell onto the dining mat, they picked it up and ate it, reading the name of Allah. And in this way, they were showing humility and humbleness and gratefulness and thankfulness in the court of Allah for the blessing that they had gained. And our scholars go as far as this, and Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah writes a beautiful point in this amazing book, Islamic Manners of Eating. And what he, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, writes is this, that when you're breaking your bread, your roti, you will often notice that small bits fall onto the dining mat, and then in the end, they're just brushed off and thrown away. But he, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, says, well, why not protect against losing these small bits and the blessings they contain by breaking your bread and your roti over your plate, over your curry plate, so that all the bits that fall off will fall into your plate and will be consumed by you. And remember the hadith of Barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rationale of which was that blessings can be in any part of the food, and maybe it was in that part which you left behind. So we should be careful not to waste any part of it. My dear viewers of the Madni channel, there is one area that we need to concentrate on when we move to our habit of eating, and that is this. We need to analyze what we're doing. Now, what happens is we sit down to eat. It's almost a subconscious thing where we're in a habit of sitting down and eating. But what we want to do is we want to taste the food. We want to enjoy the taste of the food. And we want to fill our stomach. We want to gain the energy. But yet we don't think about what we're doing. We simply sit down and we throw everything down. And towards the end of the meal, often happens is we start to really taste the food, because at the beginning we're too busy talking or whatever and we haven't really tasted it, and then in the end we try to have more and more and we end up overeating. And then the food that we've eaten, what have we done? We've literally thrown it down. And Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah says we haven't actually eaten the food, we've literally shoveled it in and sent it down our throat. But if we had acted in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by taking small morsels, putting them in our mouth and then chewing them and enjoying the taste of this morsel, and then allowing the saliva to digest it, and then allowing the throat to naturally pull it down with the throat muscles and swallow it after being properly chewed, then our stomach would be saved from so many diseases and so many difficulties. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has designed the teeth and the mouth to chew and break down the food. Yet what we often do is we literally take the food into the mouth, swish it about and quickly down the throat without even thinking about it. And what happens is that the job that our teeth and our saliva was supposed to do, the poor stomach ends up doing. And that's why we sometimes get the stomach diseases and stomach problems, because over years and years, we have not followed this, we haven't learned this art of eating. The art of eating was that we take the morsel, we allow the teeth to chew it, then we allow the enzymes, the saliva to break it down, we allow it to soften up, we allow the throat to pull it down, and allow the enzymes in the stomach to digest the food. But we are literally throwing raw food straight into the stomach, which causes intestinal problems, stomach problems, gastritis, and it gives you that feeling of being eaten too much. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've not eaten that much, but whatever you've eaten, you haven't eaten properly. So my dear Islamic brothers, next time we eat, don't just think that this is an act which is just one of those things we have to do every day. Just think, this is an act which has to be learnt. It is an art, and if I do it properly, not only will I gain the physical benefits of it and protect myself from diseases if I do it properly, but also if I do it in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will also gain reward for it. My dear Islamic brothers, we have a habit of putting too much into our mouth. How many times has it been that although it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat small morsels, we actually put one in and put the second in, and if anybody was to speak to us in this time, we literally could not speak because we have got too much in our mouth. This, the scholars of deen say, is a sign of a greedy person. It is highly despicable that you stuff so much into your mouth that literally you cannot talk, and you if you open your mouth, maybe some bits of food will fall out. Another thing that is despised and not liked by Islamic scholars is this, that you take raw bread and you break it off without breaking it with your hands, you break it off with your teeth. This causes a deprivation in blessings and is disliked. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we also learned that eating while standing and whilst leaning against a wall or eating in the wrong place in the marketplaces or on the doorstep also causes deprivation of blessings. Now, fruits. Fruits are a very special gift of Allah Azza wa Jal, and fruits are commonly eaten after meals in our culture and our society. But Hujjat al-Islam Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that if there are fruits at mealtime, they should be served and consumed before food, as eating them before food is more beneficial from a medical point of view. He rahmatullahi says, as foods digest faster, they should be in the lower part of the stomach. Moreover, fruits have been mentioned first, even in the glorious Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Waqia, verse 20 and 21, and fruits that they may like, and meat of birds that they may wish. In this beautiful ayah mubarakah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions fruits before any the other foods. And Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman has narrated that to eat watermelon before food eradicates diseases from the root and purges the bowels. So we learn that there are many blessings of eating fruit first. And what is fruit? Again, we don't think about the things. Anything else we eat, which is cooked and processed food, has gone through different things. But look at this thing. Look at, say, for example, an orange. How Allah Azza wa Jal has sealed it in a beautiful cover. And the smell of that is so amazing as well. But yet, if the fruit wasn't ripe and you removed the cover of it, the fruit would not ripen, and it wouldn't reach a status. So Allah Azza wa Jal protects this fruit and gets it to you in a beautiful form. And then you eat it, and you remove the covering, you eat it and gain many blessings from it. Yet today, there are some ignorant people who even find faults in natural fruits. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our scholars have strictly forbidden this. Fruits are natural. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created them. So na'uzubillah min zalik, we should think about what we say about the natural fruits that have so many health benefits. I mean, we know that in this country, there has been a big drive to say five a day. Even everything we buy in the shops has, this is one of your five a day, because they want to encourage fruits. It's a natural thing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created. And the more fruits we eat, the better they are for us. So we should ensure that we don't disrespect fruits. And a lot of times people don't see fruits as a meal. And yet, alhamdulillah, they are such an integral part of your diet that without them, you will be deficient in many, many important things. Today, not only fruits though, generally there is a haste and a lack of proper manners when eating. And that comes from the fact that as soon as we sit down to eat, the first things that we tend to do is comment on the food. And we tend to say, oh, it's okay, but this isn't right, and it's not as tasty as it should be, or this is this, and this has too much salt, or it doesn't have enough salt, or it has too much spices, and like this, off we go. Medieval Yusuf Ibn Chan, this was not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple. Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never complain about food. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that no matter what you get, thank Allah azza wa jal for it. Thank Allah azza wa jal for the food that is in front of you, for the blessings of allowing to eat it and digest it. So don't ever make complaints about food. If you intend to give somebody advice, then it privately, in a polite manner, you can say afterwards, and there's no harm in this. If you say to the mother of your children, okay, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the food was good, but in such and such an item, there's slightly too much salt. There's no harm in that, the scholars write. I mean, Rasulullah Dhamma Barakatma Aliyah says, but do it privately, not in front of everybody. Because the person, the cook, who spent time doing it, say you're in a gathering and one of the brothers has spent, or one of the Islamic sisters has spent time cooking all afternoon, all day, and everything is perfect, but one thing is slightly wrong, and in front of everybody you rebuke them, how would they feel? And you would fall into the sin of breaking somebody's heart. And yet, if you did exactly the same thing in the way that Amir Rasulullah Dawud Barakatman Aliyah has taught us, then it would be so beautiful, because you would compliment them on Alhamdulillah, everything that they've done and the hard work they've done, but just politely, privately advise them that maybe a little less salt in that dish would have been even better. And look at how beautiful that would be. The person would appreciate your compliments and also make amends in the future. So my dear Islamic brothers, never find fault in food. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this. One of the other things that we talked about was, as well as not complaining about food, what do we do whilst we're eating? What do we talk about? Do we remain silent? And often when you're sat with the Islamic brothers, you will often get somebody who says, we shouldn't talk while you're eating. Is this right? No. It is the practice of fire worshippers to remain quiet whilst eating. They consider it to be a good deed. In fact, the practice of Islam and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that one should talk about virtuous and righteous things whilst eating. You should talk about good things. Never at the dining table, dining mat, talk about contentious issues. If you know that this is a contentious issue, one of the brothers might be upset, or somebody might get upset, but don't raise it at the table of food. This is somewhere where you want to protect your blessings. You don't want arguments, or you don't want to do backbiting of anybody. You don't want to upset anybody. So this is why it is beautiful to ensure that you talk about the right thing. So for example, when you're sat at home, you've got family, you've got guests. How brilliant would it be that you start to talk about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relation to eating? How amazing would that be? Because not only are you eating in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the same time you are giving an invitation towards righteousness. You are giving neki kidawat. And if somebody learns the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam having eaten with you, and for the rest of his life he practices that sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will gain the reward for that as well all your life. So why talk about anything else when you've got such a beautiful topic to talk about? That this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat with three fingers. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sit on the floor and eat. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to raise the right leg and eat. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before you eat. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat small morsels. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to properly chew your food. It is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to talk about good things. How beautiful would that be, my dear viewers of Madni Channel? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we can do this. We can bring a Madni environment to our home by sitting with our family and practicing this, teaching our children. And Alhamdulillah, the effects are amazing, because those who have the fortune of traveling upon in the Madni Kaflas of Dawat-e-Islami, they travel in the 3-day Madni Kaflas, and they learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those who have older children, and the children travel, when they come back to their dining mat and they sit with their family, Alhamdulillah, they sit with a veil and they talk about the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And little children then in the household start to learn over. If you're doing it 2 or 3 times a day, little children start to learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then as soon as you sit down, you have the young ones in the family reading the du'as and saying to you, it is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat in this way, and that is what will bring blessings to your house. The Prophet of Rahmat, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has stated, whoever desired a thing and then preferred others to have it, preventing his desire, will be forgiven by Allah azza wa jalla. Today, when we sit down to eat, what we do is we try and get all the best bits for ourselves very quickly. Especially when you see this in weddings as well. But we should be patient and we should serve others. This is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. We should make sure that we, whatever we like, if we present it to somebody else and we are deprived of it, then the Quran and Hadith tell us, and the beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam tells us, that Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at that person with mercy and forgives him. One of the bad habits of today, my dear Islamic Brothers and Viewers of the Monday Channel, is to blow on food. And it's strictly prohibited to blow on food. If it's hot, Aka sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us that there is no blessing in very hot food. Allow it to cool, and allowing it to cool will help protect against a lot of diseases. Obviously not cool to the extent it goes cold, but cool enough to the extent that it does not damage your mouth, your throat, your gums when you eat it. Eating tea or steamy food that can cause difficulties for you not only takes away blessings, but also causes illnesses. And therefore, we should allow the food to cool, but we shouldn't blow on the food to cool it down. One very, very important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that we learnt was that we should always drink water with the right hand. Sometimes during meal times, it can happen that you've got food in one hand and the temptation is to pick up the glass with the left and just drink it. But we learned that the shaitan drinks with the left hand, and therefore we should avoid it. We should finish the morsel and then pick up the glass with the right hand and drink it. And drink it reading Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in three sips, and with every sip moving the container away from your mouth. And today scientists tell us, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to move the container away from your mouth. Today scientists say, yes, that is a very, very good thing to do, because when you have drank the water, if you blow back onto the water, you will send germs into the water. So if you move it away and then breathe and then take the second sip, you are avoiding infecting the water. Subhanallah. So again, science is catching up with the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, when we're drinking water, we should make sure that we sip it in small gulps, ensuring that there's no sound. Sometimes when people drink water, there is a lot of sound and big gulps, and sometimes the water runs down the mouth. No, this is not the way of drinking according to the sunnah. Water is a great gift of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we sit down, because it is not in accordance with the sunnah to drink water standing up, and scientists tell us today that it's not good for your stomach as well. So if we sit down and drink with our right hand, reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and then when we finish, we recite Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then we get the blessings of this. And look at this, Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to have small sips. Today, what do the scientists say? Well, they say, don't take big gulps of any beverage, whether it's a drink or it's water or anything else. Why? Because big gulps can cause liver diseases. So the success lies in the practice of adopting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when you're drinking water outside meal times, then you will gain the beautiful blessings of this. So my dear Islamic brothers, let's avoid overeating. Let's try and act in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's try and think about this simple act of eating that we do. And let's try and think, if I eat too much, it will cause me to put on weight. It will cause me to become sluggish, lazy in worship. I'll get indigestion, I'll get illnesses. Those illnesses will be an obstacle in my worship of Allah azza wa jalla. I will get stomach problems, diabetes, heart diseases. And as I get older, if I have all these, then how can I worship Allah Azza wa Jal to the extent that everybody wants to? How can I be going to the masjid, to the mosques regularly when I'm not well? I don't want to be in a state where as I get older, I don't have the power and the health to spend my days and nights pleasing Allah. So I'm going to start to control how I eat. I'm going to try and control my nafs and my desires so that I eat and I enjoy. And alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will still enjoy the food even more than you did before. You will still be fulfilling your desires. The food will be still going into your stomach. But when you eat in accordance with the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are protecting yourself from all sorts of diseases and difficulties. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the ability to eat in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.